Of all five of the candidates running for Supreme Court, only two have judicial experience. Current Justice Brent Benjamin is hoping to be reelected to his seat, and Daryl McGraw, a member of the High Court from 1976 to 1988, is trying to take it from him.
My life has been a life dedicated to service. My calling to service is through the law, and this is an opportunity for me to continue to serve unfettered, really, by other kinds of obligations, with no duty but to maintain service to the community that would be a service to improve the quality of the life that we have for all of the people of West Virginia.
His one 12-year term on the court was followed shortly after by the tenure he is most known for. McGraw spent two decades as West Virginia's Attorney General, a post he lost to current AG Patrick Morrissey during the 2012 election. During his time as Attorney General, McGraw says there is one area of accomplishments he is most proud of.
Over a period of 20 years, we were able to return to the state a team of people working to enforce the consumer protection law. We were able to return to the state and individual people in the state $2 billion.
Those accomplishments in the area of consumer protection laws continue today. Attorney General Morrissey regularly announces settlements with major companies for consumer protection lawsuits, and those settlements typically bring millions of dollars back to the state's coffers. As recently as last week, Morrissey announced an $8 million settlement with a subsidiary of the financial firm Wells Fargo, a case that was filed during the McGraw administration.
I haven't heard of any case from the Attorney General's office that was not initiated by the my tenure in office. And I haven't heard of any program that is being prosecuted by the Attorney General's office that was not already highly developed.
But it's a brief filed during his time as Attorney General that is having an impact on the way McGraw is running his campaign today. In 2012, McGraw intervened in a case challenging current Supreme Court Justice Alan Laufrey's use of the state's public campaign financing program. The program is only available to Supreme Court candidates who have met a number of qualifying requirements before receiving $500,000 in taxpayer money to pay for their race. Supporters say public campaign financing keeps politics out of the court system and prevents people from buying off judges to win cases. In his brief, McGraw called the program unconstitutional. Although after the 2012 elections, lawmakers made some changes to the way public campaign financing is done, McGraw still turned down the opportunity to participate this year.
If I had availed myself of that system, I would certainly have been branded right away a hypocrite.
But in addition to the attacks that could have come from his fellow candidates, McGraw says he also strongly believes there are better uses for taxpayer dollars in such trying financial times. McGraw is also uncertain about another new factor in this year's race, the change to nonpartisan elections of judges.
I think that the notion of nonpartisanship in an election, which is a good theoretical notion, actually deprives people of words that define philosophies. Association with a group of people who express a particular point of view is a good thing, and it gives people voice. So to that degree, it probably deprives people of definition when they go in to vote for a particular candidate.
Still, when asked to describe his own personal philosophy, McGraw calls himself a progressive, whose views are shaped by his religious upbringing in southern West Virginia.
My future performance as a justice on the West Virginia Supreme Court is to a considerable degree predictable by my past record, and I strive to maintain my faith with the voters and to serve the people of West Virginia as my calling in the law.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara.